The story is often told of a man who made an appointment with the famous psychologist Carl Jung to get help for chronic depression. Jung told him to reduce his 14-hour workday to 8, to go directly home and spend the evenings in his study, quiet and all alone. The depressed man went to his study each night, shut the door, read a little, played a few Chopin etudes or listened to some Mozart, and after a few weeks of this he returned, complaining that he could see no improvement. On learning how he'd spent his time, Jung said, "But you didn't understand. I didn't want you to be with any of these people, Chopin or Mozart or anything else. I wanted you to be completely alone." The man looked terrified and exclaimed, "I can't think of any worse company." Jung replied, "Yet this is the self you inflict on other people 14 hours a day." And Jung might have added, "the self that you inflict on yourself." Self-hatred is a dominant malaise that cripples Christians and stifles their growth in the Holy Spirit. You are living badly, my friend, if this is describing you. Negative voices from our family of origin or childhood, "you'll never amount to anything," moralizing from the church, pressure to be successful or transform into somebody superior en route to the heavenly Jerusalem, the pressure from the church is mounting and making addictive behaviors and increasing depression. Henri Nouwen observed, "Over the years, I've come to realize that the greatest trap in our life is not success, popularity or power, but self-rejection. Success, popularity and power can indeed present a great temptation, but their seductive quality often comes from the way they are part of the much larger temptation to self-rejection. When we have come to believe in the voices that call us worthless and unlovable, then success, popularity and power are easily perceived as being attractive solutions. The real trap, however, is self-rejection. Because as soon as someone accuses me or criticizes me, as soon as I'm rejected, left alone or abandoned, I find myself thinking, well, that proves once and for all that I am nobody and I am worthless. My dark side says I'm no good. I deserve to be pushed aside, forgotten, rejected and abandoned." Self-rejection is the greatest enemy of the spiritual life because it contradicts the voice that calls us the beloved. Being the beloved constitutes the core truth of our existence. Let me ask you, how are you doing at being accepted, at belonging, at becoming the beloved this day?